Yes, it's me, Liam Nolan, with Lifeline. Yes, and we have on the phone, we have Sinead Connolly, and she's going to talk to us about unleashing your creative spirit and an event that's coming up called Crinuna Nog. Good morning, Sinead. Are you with us?
I am indeed, Liam. Thank you very much
for
giving me the opportunity.
No problem. Where do we start, I suppose? Unleashing your creative spirit, Crinuna Nog, on the 15th of June. Tell me all about it, please. Tell me all about it.
Well, this is actually the second year that Crinuna Nog is running in Dublin City.
Mm-hmm.
The initiative Crinuna Nog, what it means is a meeting of young people, really, and it's a celebration of children and young people's creativity. It's a national initiative, and it's supported by the Creative Ireland programme from the Department of Culture, Heritage and Gaeltacht.
Very good.
And they're working with local authorities all around the country to bring this wonderful celebration together. And Dublin City has worked with all of the cultural and arts institutions around the city and the libraries and our parks to offer something up to children of Dublin to celebrate what they do sometimes on a year-round basis, but also just to have fun and try something new for free on Saturday, June 15th.
Okay, so it's where is it going to be based on Saturday?
Well, it's actually based all across the city.
Right.
There are different kind of centres, mm-hmm. Perhaps maybe a few kind of highlighted centres in the inner city, in the Montreux area of Dublin. There's a big celebration with the Lab Gallery and Liberty Park and Dance House. So there'll be a whole feast of activities from art workshops, from dance workshops and music performances. And that's all free, and there's no booking required. And then in Temple Bar, the Gaiety School of Acting and the Gallery of Photography and the ARC are all hosting wonderful events.
Very good. I love the ARC. Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, the ARC is fantastic. And actually, it's hosting a three-day festival called Right Here, Right Now that coincides with Crinuna Nog. And if any of our young activists around the city want to take part in a children's rally on the 14th, on Friday the 14th, just before Crinuna Nog.
Oh, very good.
So you can have a look at the ARC website just to find out how you get involved in that.
Great. I have a couple of small children myself, 7 and 8, and we do frequent the ARC quite a lot. Because they do some fantastic theatre and stuff. It's brilliant. It's brilliant to open the mind
actually,
of a young child, you know.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And for Crinuna Nog, there's lots of things happening outside the city centre as well. So the libraries have very much been partnering us, and there's some wonderful kind of unique types of events. In Cabra Library, for instance, there's a big emphasis on celebrating children with autism and their families, and giving them opportunities to take part in some lovely events. One is a story time for all events with Children's
Very
Books
cool.
Ireland, and the other is a softer event for two families at a time, and they can go in and experience a multi-sensory environment.
Wow.
With music and sound art and visual art, and so they're in a very comfortable, relaxed environment. And if anybody wants to book those family events, they can email helium.ie. They're the art organisation.
Helium.ie. Very good.
Because they've done an awful lot of very exciting work for art and healthcare, and also for children with special needs.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it just rings bell because my youngest son is ASD, you know. So I'm always ear to the ground when it comes to sensory stuff and extra stuff, which is fantastic.
That's really great. So the story time event is on in Cabra in the morning, and that's an inclusive event, but also in Charleville Mall Library there are more story time events that are set up very particularly for children who kind of need to be relaxed and familiar with what they're attending to, and their parents will be able to get some helpful kind of preparation notes that might help make the experience even more enjoyable.
Very good, very good. Any help, I suppose, for a parent with a child with autism is welcome. Believe me, it can be trying at times.
Yeah.
So it's great that they're opening all the libraries up to such a thing as well. It's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I suppose maybe more casual events. We have a wonderful company called Wheelworks coming down to with their art cart. It's a self-contained mobile creative space, and that'll be on Wolfetone Square from 1 to 4.
Brilliant.
And that's just a chance for children to try out their hand with virtual reality and augmented reality. So some of the things they might have seen on their some of their video games and things like that.
Very good.
But now to get a chance to do something creative with those things. So that's really just drop in, a very, very easy thing for families to include in a day of shopping or other activities.
And where is that going to be held, that one?
That's on the Wolfetone Square.
A Wolfetone Square.
Beside the Jervis. Yeah,
so all over Dublin, it's going to be alive with art and
exactly.
Sounds fantastic. It really does.
And some for even for some great young dancers. There's a lovely event called Tiny Dancer, and that's on in Dublin Castle, and that's with DJ Donald Deneen. So it's their first foray into a festival gig in Dublin Castle.
Very
and
good.
That's for underage from their families.
Brilliant. So can you give us the website again? Is there a website where people can go and find out everything
well,
that's going
there is
on?
There's a website with quite a long handle, but I think
I'd imagine
the easiest thing, the easiest thing for people to do would be to look up dublin.ie.
Oh, yeah, all right.
People will be familiar with that website.
Yeah.
And the Crinan and Oak will be featured for Saturday, June 15th.
Brilliant. No, that's absolutely fantastic. And there's loads of headlines hitting me here from the press release I got, like Fergal is fuming with the London Symphony Orchestra assembly.
That's right. That's on in the National Concert Hall, and we're really, really lucky to have that in the programme.
Absolutely,
because they
yeah.
really rarely hear. So there's two concerts with the London Symphony Orchestra Ensemble, and there's kind of storytelling and animation involved in that.
Great.
And at the same time, there's a very special Sculptunes early years sculptural installation for families just to interact with and have fun just playing for half an hour or so. That also is in the National Concert Hall, so big emphasis on early years there.
Brilliant. I think I might start off the day down there myself with the family, you know,
and then
wander around Dublin City for the rest of the day just with all the beautiful things to look at. It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fabulous day of eye candy for kids especially.
Exactly, and it's all free.
It's
for
brilliant.
Everybody to
participate. And tell me a little bit, how did this come about? Obviously, if it's a second year in running, I mean, it must have taken a lot of work to put it together initially.
Well, I think it's all part of the government initiative called Creative Ireland Programme, and there's a strand of that programme that really concentrates on increasing opportunity for children and young people to participate in the arts.
Mm.
So that's really the energy, I suppose, in terms of a policy level. But then the way that it comes together is really through partnership, and it couldn't really happen without the local authorities getting on board and without all the arts and cultural organisations and resources of the city and the wonderful artists of around really stepping up and making sure that it all happens smoothly.
Oh, I think it's absolutely fantastic. It really is. I mean, and a lot more, excuse me, has to be done when it comes to, waking our children up to the beauty and the artful side of Dublin, because we've such an amazing history. you know, I think we've probably nurtured most of the world when it comes to poetry and song and storytelling, you know.
That's exactly right. So it's nice to kind of celebrate it in our own in the local neighborhoods and on the street, as well as the our more expected spaces like the galleries and museums and concert halls, but also find it in your local park or your local library is something wonderful, and it should be a normal part of what we want for the children of Dublin.
Absolutely, and maybe we'll inspire them to keep the artful side of Ireland alive, because as we know, you know, kids these days are just jumping online and there's so much gaming involved, and they keep to get washed away in that sort of thing. So, you know, it's fantastic to keep their imagination alive.
That's true. But there's so many young people and children are involved in making great art around the city, and it doesn't always get an opportunity to get showcased. So, you know, for instance, out in Ballyfermot, there's a wonderful gig on in Lefanu Park.
Oh, right.
And that's involving young people from Ballyfermot Youth Service, from the Kylemore College of Music, and from Family Base. And they've all been collaborating together, creating new music and celebrating some old anthems, but they've been doing it together over a long number of months. So, you know, there is that underground activity happening all the time. So it's just nice to shine a light on it.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Absolutely. It certainly is. And for people who don't know, it's a perfect opportunity to get to know what's going on in Dublin and obviously in your local community as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Sinead, for coming on and having a chat with us about the 15th
much.
Of June, and obviously the 14th as well, if you're feeling inspired for the whole weekend.
Yes.
And you've got a lot of work to do, I'd say, and you're going to be organising a lot of stuff for that day still, yes?
Well, it's most of the hard work is done, so it's time to just enjoy it.
Oh, fantastic.
And celebrate.
That's fantastic. Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on and having a chat with us on the show. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Okay.
So hopefully before the next one comes around.
Great. Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Sinead.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, and that was Sinead Connolly. And she is with Cruinniú na n-Óg. And that's Unleashing Your Creative Spirit all around Dublin on the 15th of this month. Yes, the 15th of June. And again, she says on the Friday, the 14th, there's a lot of things going on as well. Preamble of the day. Oh, it sounds absolutely fantastic. If you need more information on that, folks, jump on to dublin.ie and just put in Cruinniú na n-Óg. And just to make sure you're getting the right Cruinniú na n-Óg, if you spell it, it's Cruinniú fada. Na N-A and then Nog N-O for the G. So if you need any more information, folks, you can always ring the show. It's 867-1190. Fantastic. I have to say, I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great bit of fun on that day.